And welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM on this 2nd of September, first week of spring. News headlines, Herald Sun in Melbourne. AFL confirms that AFL legend Ron Barassi will be honoured every grand final day from now on. Great result. Daily Telegraph in Sydney, crushing blow for the Roosters as Walker, Smith and Radley, season-ending injuries. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane are not unexpected. Post-mortem, Broncos must face uncomfortable truth about the club's future following their loss to the Dolphins on Saturday. In golf, the PGA in Atlanta, Aussie Adam Scott finished tied for fourth, minus 19. President's Cup not far away at Quebec in Canada. And in the women at Boston, Aussie Hannah Green tied for 10th at minus 9, 6 shots off the lead. In cycling, the Tour de Spain we mentioned last week, keep an eye on Aussie Ben O'Connor. He's in the lead still after stage 15 by 1 minute and 3 seconds. In cricket, well, the men's and women's drafts were held yesterday. Keep you up to date with that when the competitions get closer to starting. And the Aussie men, well, they're having their UK tour for the T20 competition. They'll take on Scotland this week in Edinburgh and then England next week. Go the Aussies. In the Paralympics, well, China has 71 medals and Great Britain 43. The Aussies, we're sixth on the ladder now with 22 medals, 6 gold, 6 silver and 10 bronze. And well done to all of our gold medal winners there. Our rollers in the basketball, they lost, unfortunately, all of their 3 preliminary games. But our wheelchair rugby men's team, they're going to be playing for bronze after they lost to Japan in the semi-final in extra time. In the US Tennis Open, well, it's all happening over there in New York earlier this morning with Coco Gauff, the defending champion, ousted by a fellow American. So interesting to see who will progress through to the final there. In the men's, well, we had 4 into round 3. But Chris O'Connell unfortunately lost to Yannick Sinner. Still have 3 men left, but Alex de Minaur will play Jordan Thompson, so we'll have at least one Aussie through to the semi-finals. And Alex Poprin, of course, defeated Novak Djokovic in an outstanding win, and he'll take on the United States' Francis Tiafoe. Ellen Perez is still in the women's doubles and the mixed doubles, and Max Purcell and Jordan Thompson in the men's doubles are through to the quarterfinals. Good luck to all of those. In the junior girls tournament, Emerson Jones from the Gold Coast, she's now into round 2. Unfortunately, her brother Hayden, he lost in round 1. In the AFL, well, the finals this week, Thursday night, Port will take on Geelong. Friday, the Western Bulldogs take on the Hawks. Saturday, the Swans and GWS, but we're not interested in that because on Saturday night, in front of a sellout crowd at the Gabba at 7:30 p.m, the Lions, who finished 5th, will take on Carlton, who finished 8th. The Lions, 2-1 over Carlton in 2024. So let's hope that the Lions can make that a great victory in front of that sellout crowd next Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. at the Gabba. In the AFL Women's, well, round 1 on the weekend, St Kilda defeated the Suns. The Lions lost to the Kangaroos. Let's hope they can improve for round 2. And listeners, we'll go to a short break and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. And welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here again on 101.5 FM. Love that swimming hole at Roxburgh. Now we're talking AFL before the break, and in the local QFA competition, the men's division won the grand final on Saturday. Maine defeated Cooperoo. Zach McLean, 5 goals. And in the women's division 1, Sherwood defeated Sandgate. Leah Sibbick, 2 goals there for Sherwood. So well done to the grand final winners there. In football, the round ball game, the Lions in the Australia Cup, the Lions lost 4-0 to Western Sydney Wanderers. But Moreton City Excelsior defeated the Perth Glory 3-2. So the quarterfinals now, Moreton City Excelsior will take on Melbourne Victory sometime between the 11th and 15th of September in Brisbane. Well done. In the men's National Premier League Queensland, the semis were held on the weekend. And then the grand final next weekend now, the Lions will take on Moreton City Excelsior. And in the women's, the grand final next Saturday, Brisbane City will take on the Lions. Now that's a festival of football at Suncorp, 3 weeks. So you've got all of the grand finals in the NPL, the Football Queensland competition, and there's interstate games, and Queensland top teams will take on the Brisbane Roar and Victoria. All that starting next weekend at Suncorp Stadium. English Premier League, round 3, Man City defeated West Ham 3-1. Arsenal and Brighton had a 1-1 draw. That was 2-3. Newcastle defeated Spurs 2-1, and Liverpool 3 defeated Man United 0. Man City on top of the ladder with Liverpool, both on 9 points. And you've got Brighton, Arsenal and Newcastle all on 7 points. Interesting EPL ladder there. In rugby union, well, the Wallabies, they defeated Argentina 20-19 over in Buenos Aires. And that's fantastic. Ben Donaldson kicked a goal right on the buzzer. And South Africa defeated New Zealand 31-27 in their match. Closer to home in the Queensland Premier Rugby Union, the men's grand final, Brothers defeated West 21-12. And in the women, Bond 36 defeated East 12. So that's the end of the Queensland Premier Rugby Union competition. In basketball, well, the pre-season, NBL, the Bullets defeated South East Melbourne last week. They take on Adelaide in Adelaide on Wednesday night. And then, of course, the Blitz starts next Saturday on the Gold Coast. Looking forward to all of that. Moreton Bay Suns, the junior registrations for summer 2024-25. They're open now. Just go online and check it out. And in motorsport, the Italian Grand Prix at Monza, Aussie Oscar Piastri finished second behind Charles Leclerc. Well done, Oscar. Congratulations on that. Supercars, Sandown 500, 13th to the 15th of September. And then listeners, it's Bathurst. In rugby union, well, the local competition there, the men's A grade. And we've got next week the preliminary final. Noosa will take on Biwa at the Sunshine Coast Stadium. Winner to take on Coolum in the men's grand final. In the Queensland Cup, well, next weekend the Falcons will take on PNG and the Dolphins and will take on the Capras in the preliminary final. In the NRL, Cowboys defeated the Storm. Dolphins put the cleaners through the Broncos. And interesting now, because the Broncos, no chance of making the finals. Listeners, have a great week. Looking forward to your company again. Well, I won't be back next Monday after. Have a great week. Enjoy your sport.